Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Influencer marketing. Like everything else out there, it is evolving. The segment has matured. That's good news for us. But a big part in deciding whether to go for these opportunities is figuring out what you got to do to get them. Here are two big changes that I see. First up, our content can't be scattershot. The survey mentioned content themes as a top three consideration. This is different than great content. It's about clarity. There needs to be a consistent approach to all of our posts. We either need to represent a mindset, a community, a specific point of view, something. But it's got to be clear up front. These buyers won't spend time trying to figure you out. So take a brutal look at your content and ask yourself, is it really clear about what I represent and what I do? Another big change, wide variety of formats. We cannot stick with written blog posts and white papers. We're going to have to embrace, you guessed it, videos. And no, those explainer videos do not count. Think behind the scenes, hanging with clients, stuff like that. We have to look at formats like video from a wide-angle lens. Keep in mind that these folks have to experience you, not just digest insightful content. So don't just look at the upside of these opportunities. Drill down on what changes you're going to have to make to get on the brand's radar. Then evaluate from that place. Just because influencer marketing is more popular right now doesn't mean we all have to do it. Evaluate, then decide. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.